Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
All right.
Well, hey, hello, Bro. People.
Hey, Debo.
What's going on?
Oh, man, just trying to maintain. Did y'all see Bebo's dinner plate that he had all posted up? Like, he is done playing around. Like, he came out of, I want to say recovery. I don't know what you want to call it, but he is definitely ready for the next level, Leisha. So you better get your little pressure cooker steam pot thing together because...
What you say, I'm behind?
Yeah, you behind. If you can't say nothing about Bebo today, there'll be no talk of TV dinner tonight. He and Tony Doe put it down today. I'm the illegitimate child this afternoon because I didn't cook a thing but these pages. I just been cooking these pages. My poor babies, they probably eating words for dinner. They're going to eat words tonight. Cause...
Alphabet soup.
Yes, yesterday was Princess's birthday. I got to shout out my princess, my little princess. She is 13. Anina Capri officially has a teenager.
That is
crazy. Ooh. I mean, I raised my sister, but it ain't the same when it's your own. You know what I'm saying? It's totally different.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, boss lady.
Oh, God. Well, Tony, me and you got kids from the same cloth, so I think I'm going to be straight because... Our daughters are so much alike. I'm like, they got to meet each other. Even though they got that difference in age, I think they'll get along really good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I'm excited about tonight's show. We're going to have some more of that G-Street heat on here this evening. We have Marcus Macy and David Pitts out of North Carolina, Charlotte, doing big things down there in film and literature, you know, helping out in the community, trying to bring awareness, you know, back to, you know, a time when all this hustling and stuff wasn't that important. You know, they've written a book and they have a movie called The Come Up, and they have been very successful at getting, you know, the residents and the community to rally around this project that they have going through Gargantuan Entertainment. They're authors on G Street, but they're also making a ton of moves, a ton of moves. I had an opportunity to meet them on my book tour this summer. Real genuine dudes, you know, ready to help, ready to share, you know, information to help to come up, you know what I'm saying, in a whole different kind of way. So I'm excited to have them on here, two brilliant young men. Family men, you know, helping out and doing what they can for literature. So it's going to be really refreshing having them on the radio tonight, and I can't wait, you know, to see what they have to say about that come up, you know, that hustle. You know, we have the people, Aaron, you know, in the music game, who the Jay-Z's and them who came up, you know, out of the streets and used music, and then, you know, we have our own superstars in literature who came up out the streets and out of the prison houses, you know, your Cash and George Sherman Hudson, and, you know, you got Kay Ellis, you got Hood, you got, you know, a lot of different brothers, J.M. Benjamin, who was celebrated being out 8 years, you know, who got that come up, who came up out of the prison houses, even Marcus, who will be on here tonight, served a nice piece of time, and they are the success stories of urban literature, you know, turning it around, getting a more positive view on what it is that they're going to do in their communities to change things, you know, after they, you know, have wronged, you know, certain things within the community. So I'm looking forward tonight. Tonight's show should be good. We're going to get some good information. So I'm excited about that. And anything you have to say, Aaron, because You know, I know you understand that come up.
Yeah, and the come up right now is for everybody to go out there and get that. I used to love her right now because it's not. I'm dead serious. Like it's 99 cents. Like this, I think this is the last day. Like it's 99 cents, and part two gonna be coming shortly. So you need to catch up. So we got a special little offer going. It's 99 cents right now. Also, I'm doubling your pleasure, and this is something you definitely better come up on real quick. Boot thing is also.
And, okay, don't be stepping the handmaker. Go ahead. Your mic had went out. Say that last part again. Boot thing is doing what?
Boot thing is also 99 cents. And people need to definitely get on that because it's going to be down. Like, it ain't even going to be available no more, you know, after Friday.
Wow.
So if you know anybody, make sure you get that. Yeah, make sure you grab that. What's going to be happening with that is it's going to be something real special happening for everybody that was waiting for part two. You're going to get your you're going to get your part two, but part one's going down after Friday. So get it now for 99 cents.
Yes.
And so you could catch up.
Yes,
and also
catch up.
I'll be posting an excerpt from Boot Thing Part 2 later on so you can get a quick little preview as to what's about to happen so you run over there and get that Boot Thing 1 while it's 99 cents so we can all come up.
We got to come up, and G Street is having some come-ups, too, for the readers, so please be on the lookout for any posts from Shauna A., G Street, or George Sherman Hudson, or any of the G Street team. All this week you'll be seeing different books, different hot novels going on sale. He's doing some things with the books, getting them into the hands of the readers. Look out for those free giveaways that'll be coming off of G Street. So keep your eyes peeled for those different posts that'll be coming out of our camp. I and Aaron will share them. But you know, look for G Street on your timelines and your news feeds, your Twitter, your Instagram. You know, all the various places, Goodreads, we'll be talking about these reads that he has, you know, he's going to make available for the readers. He's going to be doing some wonderful things this summer. So all this week, make sure that you are looking out for those hot new releases as well as sale items coming off of G Street, 99-cent books, free giveaways. Make sure that you are tuned in and you're getting your reading pleasure. So that is my pen for the night. I'm going to turn it over to Miss Tony Doe, the lovely Miss Tony Doe. She is going to pay these bills so that the microphone stay on around here.
That's right, and the green room stays stocked for Mr. Devo.
Yes, the green room is definitely, the green room is serious tonight.
They don't know, man. They need to come by our studio sometime and just, like, go in the green room. Like, that's a hell of an experience, I'm telling you. It's on fire.
Yes, it is. Well, I like to come on and officially welcome everybody to our Wednesday night edition of the one and only Writing Royalty Radio. My name is Tony, as the boss lady Nene Capri has said, and I am one of your fabulous co-hosts. Just a little bit about myself. I'm an avid reader. I love reading the word. Any and everything relating to the word is just right up my alley. And it seems like everybody is into the word because for the last week I've been seeing nothing but reading on front pages of the New York newspapers here up here in this area. You know, pick up a book, enjoy your reading for the summer, and that's just an awesome thing to see. So I hope everybody in our listening area is just as serious as we are about reading. Writing Royalty Radio is dedicated to joining authors and readers together, creating a community of reading and writing greatness. And I'd like to remind everybody, in addition to all the fabulous titles that Nene and Debo has spoken about, to please head over to your Amazon or your local bookstore and pick up some of these hits that I'm about to lay on you. Miss Capri has some hot releases. This woman just has a hot pen. That's all. I don't know any other word to say, but just hot and blazing. She has the Peacock series 1, 2, and 3, and we are all of us, just hanging on, waiting for part 4 to drop. She is busy working on that, and I can't wait for that little treat. She also has the Peacock series. I'm sorry, I got Peacock on the brain.
Yes, you do. Discombobulated. I'm sorry. I'll talk to him about that. Go ahead.
And so I can't wait. I just had to repeat it twice. But she, once again, the Peacock series, everybody. But she has the Chestnut Beach series 1, 2, and 3. That's Just Another All-Time Classic by Miss McGree, and she shares that title with the one and only Cash Street Lit author. Those are just some of the things that you can pick up. But in addition to that, like she said, G Street is just a powerhouse, just exploding all over the place. She has Tainted, Lies, Fear, and Death. She's busy penning part two to that, too, so look out for that.
Yes. Part one is going on sale, so they better be looking out because they might hit their news feed on sale, getting them ready for part two. So they need to be looking out.
Oh, you heard it right from us, right from the boss lady herself. But people, don't sleep on this man. He has an awesome pen also. Just a few of his titles are Rat Hunters, Change for a Dollar, Till My Casket Drops, and like you said, Boo Thang is on 99 cent right now. And also, I Used to Love Her is 99 cent now. These are limited, so please get those one click, get to your library, get to your bookstore, but get somewhere and get these classics. And with that, I'm going to pass it over to my wonderful, wonderful co-host, Mrs. Leisha. What's going on, girl?
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? I want to say real quick, shout out to the Facebook chat. I will open up the chat box in a minute. There's still people joining, so I want to make sure that I get everybody in the box and nobody's left out. For all of those who don't know who I am, I'm Leisha. I am the head of Writing Royalty Promotions as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Writing and Boss Lady Publishing. Super excited today. Been super busy trying to get these guys on here, but they were able to share their time with us, so I'm super excited for that. Also, we got everybody keep their cyber eyes open. Wahida Clark is getting ready to drop some heat, so you guys keep your eyes peeled to Facebook because she's posting up stuff, showing, you know, preparing us for what's coming out. So get ready. Keep your eyes peeled on Facebook because she's about to put some things down. Right now she's getting ready for Golden Hustler 2. That's right, Golden Hustler 2. It will be out soon. Also, all of you Ashley Antoinette fans, of course, Prada Plan 4 is out and available. And we want you to get that motivation from Author Swift, who is hot off G Street, as well as another hot author off of G Street, Mr. Stephen Love. He has a hot single, Trust Nobody. So you guys head over to Amazon. Now, Trust Nobody and Motivation are both on sale for 99 cent, right along with Aaron Bebo's Boo Thang.
And I Used to Love Her.
And I Used to Love Her Part 1.
Now, you said that man is single. Is he singing, too? Because you was like, get his hot new single. I don't know what that means. Trust Nobody is a book, right? It's a book, right? I'm just, they paid me to act up, so I just jumped in there because you was like, did his hot new single. I didn't know what was happening.
Well, you know I'm meant to say book lady. Come on, woman.
You know,
get with it.
You know the mess I had to put up with around here. How dare you, though?
I will not take this abuse. I was ready to head over to iTunes, Nene.
Yeah, I was too. She was like, hot new single. I was like, is it a soundtrack to go with it? I wasn't sure because, you know, the publisher extraordinaire, I don't know what she'd be doing over there. They could have some singles out. I would never know. So it's a case.
If y'all can see my desk right now.
It's okay. You all right.
Y'all can see my desk right now, for real.
I know. It's okay. It's all right. I love you for every second of your little raggedy post-it notes and pinched off into the paper. I wouldn't make it without you. Even though I fight and scratch and gnaw the whole way.
See how she treat me, y'all? Y'all see how she treat me? See how she treat me? But that's okay. I love her anyway.
Yeah,
and
but
don't
it's
mind us. Me and Mimi cut up every day, all day. But don't mind
that's
us.
How we,
this is what we
that's
do.
How we get around. That's
and
how we
Tony,
get along around here.
And Tony be laughing.
Tony is the balance.
Tony is a sweetheart. She just won't say nothing. If she don't have nothing nice to say, she'll just say, well, you know, you both have a point. Moving right along, how about those Lakers? She just go to something else. I'm just like, okay. Well, that mean both of y'all got a point. Shut up and let's go to the next subject. So thank you for Miss Tony.
Well, absolutely.
Yes,
and
yes.
If you say something she really don't want to agree to, but she agree, you'll notice if you pay attention, she will giggle.
And don't tell all the secrets. Don't tell all
okay,
the secrets
well,
to me. She be on here and then, look, somebody be on the show, and then when she giggled, they'd be like, oh, so she didn't agree is what you're telling me. So she didn't agree. So. Yeah. Mr. Bebo, what's going on? We're talking about the come up tonight. We got Writing Royalty Radio. We got the fabulous Mr. Aaron Bebo, the sexy Miss Tony and Miss Alicia. They keep the clubhouse hot over here. I'm just Nene Capri. They let me sweep up right after the show was over. So if anybody wants to help me bring out the trash, just let me know. You just stop by the studio at night, and we'll do that. But we have two great guests up in the clubhouse tonight. We have the filmmaker and author, Marcus Massey. We also have David Pitt, D Street Authors, doing it big with Gargantuan Entertainment. They have a soundtrack to that book that is blazing the Amazon airwaves right now. It's also on Kindle, Nook, paperback. It might not be on paperback. It could be. I'm not sure. I have to check my notes, but I think it's on paperback. But if it's not on paperback, it will be coming soon. So we're going to have them in the clubhouse tonight. They're going to be talking about the come up, you know, how they came up, you know, the obstacles, you know, the different things that they had to go through to put this union together. And we're going to have a good time talking about it. But we have some of their music here in the clubhouse. And, of course, you know we can't bring nobody in here unless Aaron gets to drop that beat. Drop it on us, Aaron.
Well, I wish I could.
Why don't you give me track four? Can I get track four?
I got work on the table. I got work on the table. I got work on the table. We count money on the floor. I got work on the table. I got work on the table. I got work on the table. We count money on the floor. I'm talking work, 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 work. Hey, what you know about it? Work, work, work. Tell me what you know about it? Work, work. Hey, what you know about it? Hey, what you know about it? Tell me what you know about it. Have my partners in the penitentiary. I know some real niggas dropped out in elementary. Them crackers tried to hit a nigga with a century. I bounced back, now I'm giving y'all the documentary. Sandwich bag full of 20s and I'm fully loaded. You pussies want me knocked off, so I got it toted. Fast money got me shining like I'm candy coated. I'm in the kitchen with a big box of baking soda. Going hard, selling hard, bitch nigga, I swear to God. Cutting dope with a credit card, been going hard since kindergarten. Re-rock it, get it harder,
get it harder.
Nike check, my penny hard,
my penny hard.
Ride around through the bottom, nigga, hard four with a soft nine. Crackers won't be doing hard time, I'm ducked off and I'm hard to find. Trap booming. Vince Carter. That white girl, she love me, so I pimp harder.
I got work on the table, I got work on the table, I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor.
I got work on the table, I got work on the table, I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor. I'm talking work, 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 work.
Hey, what you know about it?
Work, work, work.
Tell me what you know about it?
Work.
Calculate figures, busting down work on that table. Dutchess, no Swishers, no waffles, just sipping on Maple. Monday through Sunday, you know I'm getting to that money. Been thugging all my life, rain, sleet, snow, or sun. And you gotta use your muscle, that's right, young nigga, hustle. I'm right here in the struggle, zip aloud, watch it crumble. My city a jungle, can't leave the house without that pistol. Raised by some OG niggas, untamed cutthroat gorillas. I'm too ambitious, Money on my mantle, pussy on my mantle. Got pussy in that rental. That pussy finger lick. She say you can't contend. Work all in my fender. Bustin' out back for dinner. I only fuck with Kimbo. Ain't got no time for slipping. No time for co-defending. Told you my team was winning. Minimum math, I count it with no calculator. Face dropped up just for haters. Work right on the table.
I got work on the table. I got work on the table. I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor.
I got work on the table. I got work on the table. I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor.
I'm talking work, 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 work.
Hey, what you know about it?
Work, work, work.
Tell me what you know about it.
Work, work.
Hey, what you know about it?
Hey,
what you know about it? Tell me what you know about it.
It's dry season, it's dried up, but I'm still serving that well. Snort this, get strep though. You niggas soft as a wet hoe. Serving J's on the front post. Cross me in that gun smoke. I'm holding on, can't let go of that pirate, cause I'm that dope. Bounce back like wet dough. Six figures, my net worth. Niggas know what my neck worth. Chains on and my neck hurt. Yo, bitch giving me neck worth. Hit the pedal, her neck jerk. Out the mud, I'm net dirt. Blowing perk to my chest hurt.
Young nigga, my state look in my eyes. All I wanna do is stash these dead guys. I ain't always been too much of the violent type, but I always been down when it's time to ride. Money my motivation. It's okay, put the nigga hate me. I'ma sit back and stack these faces. Count money, fuck hoes and survive. What an everyday Mecklenburg County life. Whole family gone, I ain't talking counter time. Street lights come on, better go inside. Gotta match them if you wanna hit the five. Good fireworks, niggas bustin' 4-5. Count up, let my hands tied. Cut up, throw it on the eyes. Women lie, men lie, numbers don't lie.
I got work on the table. I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor.
I got work on the table. I got work on the table. I got work on the table.
We count money on the floor.
I'm talking work, 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 work.
Hey, what you know about it?
Work, work, work.
Tell me what you know about it?
Work, 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 work.
Hey, what you know about it?
Work,
hey, what you know about it? Tell me what you know about it?
Yes, yes. If you guys have not purchased
on the table.
That, right,
on the
if you have not purchased that soundtrack, head over to Google Play and download that CD.
Yes, they got movies and a soundtrack to come right along with that dear book, right behind that heat that they have on G Street. So let's
go
on.
Did I say it?
Yeah, you said it. I think I see one of our guests. I believe he just pulled in. He's coming up on the elevator. He'll be in the clubhouse in a moment. Leisha, could you please go ahead and read off Marcus's bio while we allow him to take off his hat and coat and sit on down at one of these mics? We'll bring him in as soon as you finish that bio.
Absolutely. We actually have a dual bio.
Okay.
Marcus Massey and David Pitt are independent filmmakers that have made history for the city of Charlotte in the state of North Carolina. These entrepreneurs have successfully completed a full-length movie that has the city buzzing, receiving inquiries that reaches as far as Hollywood. The movie The Come Up is an hour and a half feature that shows the audience of the modern-day mindset of society that was based on a controversial document, the Willie Lynch Letter. And it sends a message how this letter affects society today. The motion picture covers various topics, which include domestic violence, rape victims, social apathy, human adoration. Now, the movie The Come Up was written on the basis of the Willie Lynch Letter, written in the year of 1712, the film shows the relevance of the letter and how it affects society today, 300 years later, as the document depicts. a systematic method used to control the actions of. Oh, come on, Blog Talk. You wouldn't scroll down.
I'm going to get you some index cards because I'm not having that in the middle of my bio. Go ahead.
I know. The struggles of advancement have today communities commit random acts of aggression against one another for respect and power, given the validity to the document and how it keeps it this strategy. How it keeps this strategy ongoing.
All right,
that
now.
Is it. Let's bring in these talented young men. I see one.
Okay. Bring them on in. 980829. Bring that in, Aaron.
Nope, 980298.
298, my bad. Sorry, backwards. My dyslexia kicked in.
Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Go ahead and introduce yourself. We are happy to have you here.
Marcus Mass, the author, filmmaker.
All right. Hey, is that Mr. Marcus?
This is Mr. Marcus.
Don't scratch your back.
Please tell me you got the hat on, man.
I keep the hat on. What's good?
What's good, brother? Good to finally have you here.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity. I just was, letting our reading audience know that y'all doing some big things down there in Charlotte, not just writing books, not just putting out music and videos. It's a movement, bringing the community together and helping them to rise with you. It's not that I'm leaving y'all behind. It's I need all of y'all for this next level. Could you give us a little bit about the come up, how you were able, to be behind that wall, to dream, to imagine, and then come out and have things moving the way that they are moving on the come up?
Did we lose them?
We could have. We might have.
Hello?
Sometimes they go in the green room. The green room is just fabulous over there.
I see him still there.
You see him there? Might have on his mute.
Yeah, it might have went to mute.
Take him out and bring him in. If not, we have to bring them in all over again because we have to hear about this come up. We absolutely.
Oh, nah, it's call drop.
All right, he'll be right back.
Okay.
Get him over the hair and makeup. Get him straight. Get him situated.
Okay. But we got a lot of we got some more. Did our other guests arrive?
Do you see David?
No, not yet.
Did he come in the clubhouse?
We got a lot of callers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bring David in the clubhouse, and maybe he could talk to us a little bit until Marcus comes out of hair and makeup.
Well, Marcus is back also.
Yeah, I got Marcus in. We need
okay.
David.
Okay, David is in.
Yeah,
all right, welcome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
All right.
Welcome to Writing Royalty Radio. Did Mr. Massey make it back into the clubhouse?
I don't know. I just talked to him. He gave me the instructions to get up here.
Okay. He told you how to get here. Well, I'm glad you arrived safe.
Look, I beat him.
You beat him. You did. And we're gonna speak to him about it. He's probably in the green room. Aaron has some women that works down in the green room. That's phenomenal. So we usually bring a lot of guests to that area of the studio. But it's okay.
That's where he'll be at then, trust me.
Well, while we have you on here, David, we'll just continue on. These are some phenomenal gentlemen down there doing it big in Charlotte, North Carolina. They have a movement going, getting the community involved in this come-up movement. It's not just about books or literature. They're educating, they're talking to the youth, they're working with their community. Give us a little history on how you play a part in the movement of Gargantuan Entertainment.
Okay, well, it started back, where me and Marcus met. We met in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically, when we met, we didn't like each other.
That's because Marcus is a bully. I'm just going to say that. But go ahead.
but see, that's what it was. I was too. So.
Oh no! I don't believe that. I've met you. I don't believe it. But go ahead. I digress. Go ahead.
So when we met, basically we didn't like each other. Well, I didn't like him because he was so arrogant. But the arrogance was just his confidence. You know what I'm saying? So me and him butted heads playing basketball. And then from there, somebody said Dave had made a little movie when he was out on the street, and Marcus was trying to and he was writing a book. So he wanted to learn how to write a movie script. And so he was like, yo, if you teach me how to write a script, I teach you how to write a book. So what we did, we just came together, and that's how we both really started. And that's how we sat in here and actually every day would plan how we was going to do it once we were released, and probably like we had like 4 more years left. And that's where we started at, and that's how that's how the movement started.
Okay. And how's the community receiving it? I mean, I've met your team. I see how they come out. They're very cooperative. They did a phenomenal interview with us. It was great. Everybody's spirit seemed like it was in the same direction. How is the community embracing this project?
Well, people are loving it. A lot of people are loving it with the books and now the movie. Everybody is calling it. Everybody now is saying it's like it's a hood classic. Pusha T, the rappers, everybody said, man, y'all dudes that made a new bout it with a meaning. And so a lot of people now is really, like, starting to call and ask us to do stuff and ask us to write for them. And, you know, it's starting to take off. You know, sometimes you don't see it moving, then all of a sudden it just started moving. And that's where it's going. Ended up getting distribution. And now it's about to – it comes out November 11th, you know, everywhere, like Netflix and all of that.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Now, while Leisha was reading the bio, she made a very important mention, and she spoke about you all using some of the concepts and the Willie Lynch letters. Give us a little bit on how you were able to finagle that into this come-up concept.
Okay. Well, what we was trying to do was shop the movie when we first started we had the trailers and stuff. So what we was trying to do, somebody had took it to Russell Simmons. And Russell Simmons was more or less like, yo, he like it, but he was like, where's the meaning to it? Where the feel, you know, this is just the same old type of thing. What is the meaning? So when they came back and told us what Russell said, I was like, I said, well, you know what? This is just basically the movie is just showing the dichotomy of the mind of the street person of like, I'm gonna get over on you whenever I can. I'm gonna take what I can. And so I said, this is nothing but the Willie Lynch letter. So we broke it down and we looked at the movie. I said, yo, we didn't even realize we had did that. I said, this whole movie is just like the Willie Lynch letter. Everybody thinks they're going to come up on somebody else, but the black man, all we're going to keep doing is putting us down, killing each other. So that's why I said, yo, we're going to do this. And me and Marcus agreed. We put it together and said, we're going to take this and use this as a platform to show what this 300 years ago, they said this was going to happen.
Right.
And we used a lot of clips from YouTube. To show, like, you know how they be doing on, what is that thing, World Star Hip Hop, all the blacks fighting each other and where everybody's fighting each other up here. So we took a little bit of clips of that to show you from the slavery time, and then we had the black and white, all the black and white shots, and then we moved on into the modern day time, which is the YouTube and all of those pages, and we showed what they were actually doing. They said, we used what he said to show exactly what's happening today.
Definitely. And that's really important. And for our listening audience, we know we have a very diverse listening audience. Some may know, some may not know the history behind the Willie Lynch letters. We're just going to give it to you brief so Aaron don't say I got on my Tubman jacket. But anyway, you know, those letters were a script, was a platform, was a blueprint on what Willie Lynch was able to give to the slave masters in the South to get control over the Negro, separate the old from the young, you know, be able to degrade the man by killing the woman in front of him, and vice versa. That would be diabolical, that would last, like he said, 100 years. And here we are 400 years up from slavery, and it is at its height of working. The program that he set in place is at its height of working. And I'm happy to see that you guys were able to put that into a street classic so that we can bring awareness, you know, back to the community and back to our youth. Go ahead, David.
A lot of people got to understand these guys, because we're from the street. So if somebody come at you all day long talking about change your life, don't sell drugs, don't do this, don't do that, you're not going to pay them no mind when you out there trying to grind and pay and take care of your kids the way you have learned how to do it. So what we said, we're going to show them in a way they can kind of get it a little bit and try. That's the whole thing. We're going to try to give it to them in a way they can't say they didn't get it. You know, it's not going to be a whole bunch of excuses, you know, because a lot of people don't realize everybody thinks the slaves just laid down. But the slaves were rebelling at one point in time. And mm-hmm. that's why they called in Willie Lynch from the West Indies, because he had all his slaves in control. So he came over and came to Virginia, actually, where I'm at right now, and mm-hmm. stood on the banks and taught. He was basically doing a doctoral teaching them how to break your slaves down, turn them against each other, light skin against the dark skin, you know, mm-hmm. the old against the young, the woman against the man. And that's mm-hmm. what's happening. And that's exactly what they did.
Definitely. Hint the word lynching. I mean, the whole concept of lynching came, you know, from his name, you know, that process of fear and death. So definitely, absolutely.
Right.
Aaron?
No, I'm saying that's a very good point that he brought up with the Willie Lynch letter.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely think people need to read it. Also, speaking in terms of the slaves, another big misconception that people have is that a lot of slaves, like, they believe that we couldn't read. And it wasn't that we couldn't read, it's that we weren't allowed to read.
Yes.
That's right.
Slaves weren't allowed to read. It wasn't that we couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't allowed to read. So a lot of people think that, you know, like, oh, you know, y'all couldn't read and write. We came from Africa reading and writing. We had hieroglyphs. We had all types of shit written on the
mm-hmm.
screen and everything. We knew how to read and write. That
mm-hmm.
wasn't it. And it wasn't nothing to master the language, because it was a bastard language. English is 55% Latin. So
mm-hmm.
it has no, you know, no real root. So it was nothing for us to, you know, adapt to the language. But it's just that a lot of people hear that we were slaves and really be thinking like we was taught to read by these people, and really and truly we already knew how to. We just weren't allowed to read.
Mm.
So I definitely stress education to my people all the time. When I was locked up, I used to have to write letters for grown men just so they could communicate with their family. I would have to write the letters, read them when they came back in from their moms, they mm. girl, whoever. Like, it was like all their privacy was gone, you know what I mean? Because they couldn't read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like,
mm-hmm.
reading is definitely, literature is very, very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big reader. And reading is the key to all other doors, man, intelligence. It opens
That's
up
true.
All other
That's
doors
true.
In the world. You know what
that's,
I mean?
Yeah.
So,
go
I
ahead,
definitely
Dave.
Encourage people.
Because, I said, that's so true, because when I was locked up, it was so funny. I never used to read anything, never. I don't know how I got a lot of information. I just never used to read. And
mm-hmm.
I used to look at a lot of documentaries, though. And
right.
I read a book. I was in the hole, actually, and read a book standing at the stretch line.
Mm.
And when I read
yep.
that book, that's
yep.
my Angelo's son book.
Classic.
Wrote. Yep. And when I read that book, it's like I wanted more books. I couldn't stop reading.
That book is thick
reading.
As hell, too. What's dude's name that wrote it?
It's some kind of something Guy Johnson. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thick
Guy
book,
Johnson.
Too.
Yeah, big book. And that was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the hole was talking about this book, and I was like, man, so it finally got to me. You know, they passed them around. It finally got to me.
Yeah.
I was so mad when I got to the last page. I was like, man. Meant the last page. So that's what, and then this old man told me, he who likes to read one day shall write.
Mm-hmm.
And that just, and I never forgot that. And then when I heard him say that, I thought about it. I said, man, I could write. And then I had a whole bunch of stories in my head, and I said, that's when Marcus came around. We just started, that was it.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're able to put this type of project out, and it's in the language of the people that it's meant for. You know what I'm saying? Like, we come from a different generation. We come from a generation that had literature, that's all we had. You know what I'm saying? Even if you didn't read a lot, like you said, you watched a documentary. Like, you had enough sense that somebody was like, okay, some National Geographic was on. Like, we had tools around us. You know, we had revolutionary thought. We had, you know, our parents coming from that Black Panther era and that free thinking type of era. But this generation now, bringing them the truth
it has to definitely be done in their language and their what they can understand. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not just going to walk into the Barnes and Nobles and pick up Higher Consciousness, Black Exodus, you know.
No, they ain't going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? A Key to Yourself. They're not going to pick those up. But people like us who are well-read are responsible for weaving that truth all throughout the different facets of the murder and, you know, the sex and the drugs and things that we may write about that gets their interest. But, you know, put something else in it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it just be a page filler. You know what I'm saying? We're responsible for that truth. If you have it, you're responsible for it. Go ahead, Dave.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's so crazy because now where we at now, it's like you don't think you're going to go a certain direction where you're going. But the more I do this, the more I want to get to a place where I can help somebody. You don't be. I can honestly say I didn't think like that before. I want some money, you know. And now it's like the further you get and deeper you get, it starts getting to a place where you just see people, not money. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm starting to see people now, and we got this new organization we're putting together now called ARC, At-Risk Kids, and we already started. Patrick Wright that works with us, he's actually putting this stuff together as we speak. And we're about to go on the tour and start going around speaking with the youth. And showing them why, you know, we had, you know, we were the guys out there that everybody wanted to be like. We was the head of these conspiracies. You know what I'm saying? All this time we did. So we want to show these guys we had everything y'all desiring to have, and it was all a lie. It was all a lie. I could have spent all them years with, if I had spent all the years I spent in prison, I'd have came home, I'd have been a double doctorate. You know what I'm saying? I'd have had, you know, just think about how they did that and the kind of money I could have made with that education. You know, and that's what I'm trying to show and teach now. Like, you can still get, because most of these guys in the street are really smart. They're not dumb. To run these streets and finagle the police and the robbers and all that, you got to have a thinking mind.
Yes, and count and add and grams and ounces.
That's right. That's right. You got to look at that. You got
to
have chemistry. You're a chemistry major. Economics major.
Yes. Yeah,
zoning and everything, because you got to learn know where you can go.
You said zoning. Don't be too close to a school.
That's
you got
right.
to know zoning. Yeah, so I think they said that Marcus came back from the green room. I hope he enjoyed the ladies that we keep down there, hair and makeup.
I'm looking real good.
You looking real good?
I'm looking real good.
Did you meet the chick with the big breast that be doing the haircuts down there?
Oh, yeah. That was the first one I seen.
You a hoe. But thank you for joining us. We are on Writing Royalty Radio this evening. We have the wonderful Mr. Aaron Bebo. We have the fabulous Miss Tony Doe and Miss Alicia. I am Nitty Capri. We have our guests this evening straight off of G Street. Got that heat. They are also the founders and owners of Gargantuan Entertainment. They have a wonderful project coming up out of North Carolina, getting the community involved, getting the people involved, bringing awareness to literature, film, art, music, and it's a wonderful movement. Marcus, before you went down to hair and makeup, we were trying to get your take on the journey of, you know, sitting down, as David let us know, you know, you're behind that wall and you're trying to make it happen, you're dreaming, and now you're out here on these streets and it's happening for you. How do you feel about the movement?
Oh, the movement is beautiful because, you know, it's just so much that we're able to contribute to the movement that, you know, others have put in place. You know, you got a lot of people that, like, that came out of here from the prison system and wanted to do something, said they were going to do it, but didn't, you know, got caught up, getting caught up trying to get back into that life because maybe, you know, their, you know, adversities hit where they didn't stay focused on what they were trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, now we getting a lot of accolades from people walking up to us and saying, man, you know what? I know where y'all came from. I know what you're about. And, man, I just got to shake your hand on y'all staying focused on what you did, man. He said, man, y'all stayed focused on it. It took 6 years, almost 6.5 years to finish this project. And just to see that, that's the motivation in others' eyes to see, you know, these street dudes I know was getting millions too. They was like, you know, man, y'all just don't know what y'all did, man. Y'all done motivated us. You know, ones that was in that is to know that it's a way, man, other than, the, you know, them streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was big to even get the, you know, get that love from your own city to say, you know, man, Charlotte in a place now like where, you know, Pitt at, you know what I mean? You know, up in Virginia, he in a, it's in a place now where now people are actually looking, saying, you know, it's a different way than drugs. It's a different way than being in these streets, killing each other, doing this. Now we're able to, you know, like we, like our motto is struggle, change, and prosperity. You know, we went through our struggle going through where we were at. We went through our change when we said this is what we wanted to do. And then when we got out, now we live in the prosperity of it, because now everything that we asked God for, we spoke it, and now it's coming into existence, manifesting now. You know, it's a beautiful feeling, because now we've able to link up with guys. You know, we got some other guys that's down here, a brother named Oso Necessary, and we got AV. These guys been hustling out here trying to do their thing, and we plugged up with them. We're actually putting a project together, you know, for back to school, stop the killing thing. There's a lot of killing going on down in this town right now. And we're able to, you know, put together Team Gargantua. We support talent, stop the killing. And it's been great, man. It's been real great. We, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to give back and do everything that we're doing, living out these dreams. And now we got distribution for, you know, the music, also the film. And now people are able to say, okay, now they checking for that, but now they can check for them books that we've been trying to tell them about the whole time.
Right.
That literary, you know, that literary is so real, because it starts from writing. In order to have a script, you got to write it.
Definitely.
So, you know, it's real. You know, people, like I was telling Pitt yesterday, I was in a studio, and I was watching, you know, from back in the day, we talking about, you know, I did 13 years in the federal system, 18 total. You know what I mean? I did 18 years total. I ain't even 42 years old, so you already know you can do the math on it. But I was looking at these young dudes now, and they was coming in the studio, and a lot of people can't see the man from what I was seeing, right? And I was just so astonished on seeing these dudes walk in a studio. Everybody had their tablets. I was looking at everybody had a book bag or they had a tablet. And I was saying, and I walked in, I was just looking at how many people just passed me with tablets. Then I walked down this, it's like a building full of studios, and I was looking at these dudes in here just making beats. And I'm like, man, these dudes ain't even went to school for this. But, this is where they at. They ain't in the street. They ain't here trying to make something happen.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And that was real to me, because I know the effect. When I walk by, they saying, Marcus, man, boy, y'all don't know. But that movie a fool. You know, that movie was what's up, man. You know, a big ups to y'all. You know, just to hear that from these dudes, and I know they ain't in the street. Now they looking at the same thing we were doing, saying, you know, I'm going to make me a movie. I got an album coming out. You know, that's big to us.
Right.
We was able to help contribute to that, because they looking at us as, you know, the footnote, the blueprint. Man, this dude, you know, y'all did it. You know, and it's real. You know, it's just real, like my brother was saying, man.
And, you know, to piggyback off what Marcus just said, something that since this journey we started, I think one of the most prolific things I've heard was from this, I don't even remember the lady's name, but I was, she messaged me on Facebook, and she said, thanks for the other night when we did the premiere for the movie in Charlotte. And I was like, no, thank you. You spent your money and came out. She said, no, David. And I was like, well, why are you thanking me so much? She said, because I got two young black boys. I'm a single mother. And she said, I'm raising these boys. And she said, when I saw y'all on stage and I heard a little bit of y'all's story, which y'all did, she said, do you understand? At first I was thinking my sons might not have a chance one day. She said it gave me a chance to say these guys can go to prison and put their mind in something and focus. She said my boy's got a chance. Mm. And I said, man, that just made me feel like, man, this is bigger than me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's real. That's
Definitely.
Real.
Yep, I agree. And that's when you really feel like all your sacrifice and all your time spent, all your money spent, everything comes into fruition, and none of that stuff even seems like a sacrifice at all, you know, when people can actually grasp what you're trying to give them through the work. So that's phenomenal. That's definitely phenomenal.
That's what we got to say as well. Just like when we met you for the first time, you know, just to see you at that big store, that plateau, you know what I mean, that platform you were at, and you were out there hustling, you know what I mean, people coming to see you, coming to finally meet the great Miss, you know, Nene, come to meet you and see what's going on with that, you know, with your writing. You know, that was motivation for me. I sat back and I just watched. I was just watching how you was interacting with the people, you know, people coming out to see you. And, you know, even a lot of the white folks was coming through. They didn't know who you were, but they was looking. They was looking. And I was looking like, you know, that was a way you can, you know, you was exposing our side of our stories to them. And they seen that we in these big stores as well. You know, these chain stores. We here too.
Yes. Well, I mean, we really impressed them. They were impressed with your team, period. I mean, I was getting emails from the guy at the Books a Million. Like, he couldn't believe it. Like, we did our interviews, and they were, like, standing around listening, you know, to what you were saying. And it just blew them away, you know, because they have such a perception about urban street fiction. Like, it's just a bunch of ghetto mess. We just together writing about the hood. But they got to see that these are intelligent people who don't just write books. Like, they have other careers. They have other things happening, and they're trying to do things in their community. And they were very, very impressed with us. And I thank y'all, you know, for coming out and spending that time with me, because it's motivating for me. You know, we on the same team, and then we can show up in cities and support each other. It helps the pen just go one more stroke further. You know, I thank you. Yep, I really do.
Oh, yeah, that was real, you know.
Yeah, it was.
That was real.
Yes, it was. Yeah, but tonight we got this special, special edition. We're talking about the come-up. We got Marcus Massey, the filmmaker, also David Pitt, Gargantuan Entertainment, G Street. We got Aaron Bebo, Miss Tony, and Miss Leisha. I am Nene Capri. We got so many callers. They got their hands up. We want to be able to bring them in so they can speak to our wonderful, wonderful guests. They can weigh in on this topic. We're going to get into some more subjects. Aaron, I don't want anybody to miss the Come Up soundtrack. So we're going to take a quick commercial and play another song from the soundtrack. Then we'll come right back with David, Marcus, and our wonderful, wonderful callers that we have waiting in the queue. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, we got some callers in the queue, yo. We're going to get to y'all.
Yes, they on fire.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Hey, yo, call Bishop and tell him come through, because, you know, we got some guns we got to handle, so, you know, you got to know, you know. You know.
Tyler with his tad bit off his rocker. Upon birth, I put the Glock to the doctor. Told him take me to the pharmacy. I need Percocets and Oxys to distribute to the drugged out mamas. I need a profit. Got a cop that Megatron. Fast forward 10 years, I need a cop or firearm. That 38 was at my wayside. Mama never knew I had to work inside the bait line, and I ain't lying. I think it's time I tell her that a baby boy clocking more numbers than a ledger. Allegedly selling ecstasy to adolescents. Need a bison fur coat for cold storms that I don't weather.
And I don't wear no watch on my right hand. Never sleep without a clock on my nightstand. Chop around my right hand. Break God forgive me.
I heard these niggas been speaking ill on my name lately, but that's fine, the Glock 90, they minds faking. Only traces of blood from earth to heaven's basement. Bloody stainless in the same hands I pray with. Stature of 5'9", but I walk like I'm 8'6". In a world full of angles, these niggas rad to be plaintiffs. Working with the law, might as well be the bailiff. Campaigning for these crackers, fucking male Sarah Palin. For a second I can't take it, but like a fat bitch in them jeans, I see them make fit. I'm bringing flavor to the tasteless, supplying style to the brand nameless. Until they got them on some burn them at the stake shit. Mind state structure crooked like you need braces. Bro, I need a meal to forget the ridicule and anguish. I move with criminals whose patience is minimal, with more time than money, so that really ain't shit to lose.
And now I'm with no watch on my right hand. Never sleep without a clock on my nightstand.
my right hand. Pray God forgive me. Pray God forgive me.
All right, all right, all right. That was fire. That was that fire. I'm excited about that. That was on point.
Hey, y'all don't notice. Hey, that's my son on that track.
Which one is
okay,
that?
Okay,
yeah, he just got
about the deal he got.
Yeah, he just got signed to Leor Cohen's label, his new label, 300.
Mm. Okay, that's what's up, Leo. I want to just say something about Leo. Leo, one thing, good thing about Leo is Leo is used to dealing with street music. Like he's the dude that brought us Wu-Tang, Big Pun, Raekwon, the Purple Tape. Like he was responsible for all of that right there. Exhibit. You know what I mean? Like he's used to he's well grounded. Mobb Deep. Like he's well grounded. And getting underground music heard and get it to pop. Everybody I just named were underground artists that looked to be mainstream at one time.
Right.
And that was all Leo Cohen under Loud. Then he got went off I'm thinking about Steve Rifkin. Leo is the guy over at Def Jam.
Okay.
I apologize. Yeah. Nah, you know what it is? Because it's two white guys with funny accents.
Yeah, behind Run DMC, Beastie Boys, LL, Jay-Z, Rick Ross,
everybody. Leo's the tall, what is he, Russian or something?
No, I think he's Jewish, I think.
Yeah, he got the heavy accent, though. He be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. That's good to see that they
That's big money right there. Yeah, that's big money. Leo Cohen is a whole nother wallet.
Yeah, that's what I'm
right about that.
That's what pushes
for real.
He with the powerhouse.
Leo definitely know he's a big jump starter on artists too.
Yeah.
I want to just ask y'all, where did y'all get the artists from that y'all got appearing on the soundtrack? Were they all from, like, generally your area, or did you just go out and have different people submit music and you pick the best joints that would fit?
We wanted to make a movement for, you know, where we were from. You know, we got a lot of artists that was, you know, that was talented, but they didn't have a look. They didn't have that platform to put it out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to get some of the local artists so we can make something happen, and that's why we gave them opportunity to do that. And that's what we ended up with.
Okay,
that's what's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gotta deal with the home team first anyway, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
No, you go, brother. I apologize.
Yeah, just to get that, you know, that town behind you, man. You know, because it's like
exactly.
Charlotte right now and Virginia where we're at, you know, where it just, you know, we needed that look. We got a lot of talent, you know, a lot of brothers from all over, man. But, you know, like Atlanta right now, popping so much. But, you know, we feel like we've been overlooked down here for the music. We got to come out with this. We felt like if we put this movie out and get a movement from the movie, then we can come back with the music and get the look that we're trying to get, you know?
Yeah, that was smart. Yeah. I'm going to tell you why Atlanta be popping so much over all the other southern states. It's just my opinion coming from up north and coming down. So I don't live in Atlanta. I live in Florida right now.
Okay.
Atlanta. And I've been out in North Carolina, too. I used to be out in Winston-Salem back in the days.
Okay.
But Atlanta, the people out there will help you, y'all. There's none of that cutthroat shit out there. That's like one of the few places I've been to in the South where it ain't cutthroat.
Yeah.
Atlanta is real, like, of course, any place gets grimy, you know, but overall, the black unity out there and the way black people support other black people out there if you're doing something is crazy. Like, it's all love, yo.
And that's
real. It's all love. It don't be cutthroat. And that's why Atlanta is the mecca for the South, because it don't be no cutthroat. Like, if somebody hear you and be like, oh, you be like, yo, I do this, and then you do it and they hear you and they got a way to plug you in and they can help you, they're going to get right on. It ain't going to be all them games and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
That's been my experience with everybody I dealt with in Atlanta.
Yeah, I agree. I will agree with that. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to establish it where, you know, we can get all that sucker, you know, that sucker shit out of the way and make, you know, and just expose this talent, because that's what it's about. You know, if I'm in a position to help my brother with talent, he ain't out here with his hand out. He bringing something to the table. And I'm looking at my brother, I'm looking at Pitt, and I say, you know what? And I'm looking at Pat and all the, you know, all the soldiers that's with us that helped us make this thing the way it is. You know, it's like I say, it ain't no iron team. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to look out and help one another. And that's what we're trying to do. You know, that's what this whole thing about it. Gargantuan Entertainment is a big movement that's trying to make history and bring everybody together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the only way it could be, because we coming from it from the aspect of a game. Like, you know, Pitt was a major hustler in his town, and I was the biggest jack boy ever come out of this city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I turned my life around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I definitely want to get down with the movement. Like, for Rob Benway, even before tonight, even before I heard what y'all said that y'all doing, like, as soon as I saw what y'all was doing, I was like, I definitely want to get up with these brothers. I was happy when y'all came over to G Street, because I know that makes it closer, the chances of us getting to work together. I definitely want to be a part of the things that y'all doing. I'm very interested in film and music and all that.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
You said it. It's done, baby. It's done.
And that's what it's really about. It's like everybody coming together and everybody putting a little piece here, a little piece there. And that's like my old thing. I just say that's how Voltron, you know, back in the day, Voltron, everybody come together and form Voltron. It's like, and that's what we've been missing. You know, we've been missing that type of black togetherness. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody coming together. When I was locked up, it was this Russian guy I had got kind of close with, and he told me, he said, you know, it's sad, but black people are down. And he said, that's why we don't really respect black people. It ain't that we don't like black people. We don't respect them because y'all don't come together and help each other. Everybody
For
else
real.
Does that. And, you know, and I always feel like, in my life, I never saw it like that. Because on my team, when I was on the street, I still had the same mentality, like, yo, let everybody get money. Everybody got to get some money. And, you know, and that was my mentality. I guess that's just how I was raised. But then as I grew older and started trying to do things, I saw that, like, how everybody want to get their own, stab you in the back. But you know what? You can't do anything with a hand that's closed. You know, you got to have a hand
not
that's
even,
closed.
And not even just that. With those other races, too, like, even though, the reason, too, they be looking at us like we don't stick together, because they might be selling drugs, they might be doing, but they don't be doing that in their community, yo.
Exactly.
No. Don't be going on in their community. Even if that's how they eating, it don't be right there at their doorstep, meaning nowhere in their neighborhood. They're not exposing their kids and their families to that. That's why the rules be no wives and kids, because they're not involved. Somebody knows what's going on. Like, they in the safe neighborhood. So, you know what I mean?
And
don't,
really,
you can't do nothing to me over here.
And truth be told, you know, when brothers who really is about that life and they in the game, the first thing they do is move out of their own communities and move their families away, and they might deal back, you know, in that community, but they will go get them houses and stuff way out on the skirt somewhere so that, that's like their family, their children, and they wife is not affected.
Mm-hmm. It will destroy. See, when they other people look at us and they see that, not only will we destroy ourselves, will destroy where we live and everything around us. That's how they see it from the outside looking in.
Right.
And that's true, yo. When I went to jail, like, you could come in, a black guy come in, people sitting back scheming on the sneakers, the chain they got on. Spanish guy come in, he could be a dope fiend with nothing. His people's coming right to him, yo, what up? Got. Before you know it, he got new sneakers, he chilling, he eating good. He walking, they done started putting him on a workout regimen. He got his swagger back, and now he ready to kill you on the yard because they said so.
That's right.
For real, like they not playing. Like they be getting for real. They be getting their peoples right together. Like they not gonna have you running around there straggling.
That's right.
That's powerful. Well, I think we got a ton of callers. We need to start bringing these callers in because they are anxious to speak to our guests and talk on this subject about the come up. Aaron, go ahead on and start bringing in a caller or two. I can't tell who's been on the line.
Yes, I'm gonna grab this first caller right here. It's already in line. I see it.
Okay.
864-450. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty crew and the brothers Marcus and David for the come up. What's good? Who we speaking with?
What's up? It's Ashley Nicole. How y'all doing?
See, North Kakalaki right there.
Yeah, South Carolina, stand up. All right. Hey, y'all. I just wanted to call in and say hey to everybody. Thank you. Show my support as usual.
And we appreciate it. This is a beautiful young lady. She out there on the grind, on the hustle. She's penning her first novel under Cash with Lockdown Publications. Be on the lookout for her pen. Always supporting Writing Royalty, and we definitely support you, Princess, and we thank you for calling.
Nene?
Huh? Yes, Princess?
My little girl said hey.
Who?
My little girl said hey.
Oh, tell little mama I said hey. Give her a kiss and take one for yourself.
Good, man.
Yeah.
We definitely appreciate you, for real.
Oh, no problem. You know, I always show my support.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed. You do. For sure.
And
you
shout out to
the authors
and filmmakers repping North Carolina.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what's up.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
Drive safe.
All right.
Kathleen.
All right. Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Aaron. Grab another one.
We're going to grab 980-829. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty crew and Marcus and David, brothers on the come up. What's good? Who we speaking with?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Marsha Millsap. I'm from the Charlotte area in North Carolina.
Hey.
All right, I do a shout out to my boys.
Yes,
that's
what's up.
All
right. I am just so proud of these guys because they made such a good point. We're not supporting each other enough, and we have to go out and sing the praises of people who are trying to do something good for everybody. Don't be a hater. Be out there and spread the word. If you can't do it, let somebody else do it.
That's right.
Speak it. You said either lead, follow, or get the heck out the way, right?
That's right. Get out of the way
and shut up and let them go ahead and do their thing because that's what they need. A lot of people need local support. I started a fan club in my small hometown of Lincolnton, North Carolina, and we got a lot of talent here, and we're blowing them up, and I want you to know that we're going to blow Marcus up as much as we can because we are proud of him. My sister and I are doing our thing to let people know we're going to share the love, we're going to spread the love, ain't going to be no haters.
Our local talent.
We're proud of you guys. All we can do is call in and let them know that, hey, we're on your side. We're going to do as much as we can, spend as much money as we can afford, and let them know that we're there for you.
We really do. Appreciate that. I know about Lincolnton, too.
That's all right.
What do you know about us country girls in Lincolnton?
I know about Lincolnton. I like Lincolnton.
And you know we come to that campground up there.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, you know we come to that campground.
And get your shoes dirty in the dirt.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to invite all us out there so we can all come. Y'all gotta have an event. Hook up with us, friend us on Facebook, Aaron, the Gargantuan Entertainment Movement. We're going to be getting around. So definitely, if you guys are having events,
functions,
and you want to have the authors out there supporting, hit us up anytime. Hit our personal inboxes. We always answer. Aaron Bebo, Nene Capri, Leisha Sadler, she is my personal assistant, and she takes messages and books schedules and gets you the people you need to get where you need to get them to. So definitely
okay,
hit us
no
up.
Okay, no problem. When we have an event, we'll definitely let you know. And we can definitely do the campground and record some stuff and have a good time
there.
Oh,
they'll love that.
They're
definitely.
Loving Cap Grande.
Oh, I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah.
I want to come. I want to come. And I'm going to bring Aaron Bebo. Aaron, speak to the ladies so they can know who I'm bringing with me.
No, she's bringing the other director, the director with a pen, Aaron
Bebo.
Right. I'm
going
to be out there.
Okay, that's the plan.
I'm gonna be the slim guy with the G Street T-shirt on. It's gonna be the right size though. It ain't gonna be too oversized.
All right, bring us some T-shirts now.
We got y'all.
Yeah, we got y'all.
Yeah, okay. Make sure you hit our inboxes so we can stay in contact with you and get a good link to you so that we can make this stuff happen. We're trying to do some big things over the next couple of months.
Oh, okay, that's great. All right, yes. Don't forget about LinkedIn fan page. We're supporting all our local talent and people doing positive things.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling and showing your support. And we wish you
much. You're welcome. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
right.
Have a good one. That's what's up.
Okay, we're going on to the next caller, 512-758. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew, Marcus and David, the brothers on the come up. What's good? Who are we speaking with?
What's up, fam? It's Pat Wright with the Gargantua Crew already. I'm in the house.
Okay, that's what's up.
P.P. Ready. What it do? Everything lovely today, right?
Yes. We're glad to have you on the show.
Yes. Do you have anything you want to ask or contribute to the conversation, or you just come calling in to show some love?
I'm showing love and contributing.
All right,
okay,
well, wait in. We're talking about the come up. We're talking about taking this literature, this music, and this art and bringing it into the community to transform, you know, a lot of the wrongs that we left behind. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, what I have in hand, me, Marcus, and Pitt, we already talked about it with the ARC Foundation. We're doing a thing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's going to kick off in late September, early October. We're going to have special guests like Kwadir Shakur, better known as MC Spice. He's the spokesman of the Zulu Nation of hip-hop. And I've also been talking to the real Rick Ross on coming in and reaching out. And Baton Rouge, that's my hometown. That's my community. I met Marcus and Pitt back in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Some years back, and I mean, we just swung like a chain, and we never broke any links with each other. So when you got a team like that can come together and make decisions, it ain't easy, though, because we all knuckleheads. It ain't easy at all, but at the same time, we all have a focus on life and what we're going for, and we're going to get that. But to get back to what we have in Baton Rouge, it's for the at-risk kids, and I mean, I have a cousin down there that has a nonprofit organization that's called the Men of Empowerment, and he is really doing some work to where we're going to be in the communities, and we're going to have this big program where we're going to have a bunch of kids, their parents, and a whole bunch of OG gangsters that have turned their lives around to something corporate so that these kids can understand that what you're going through right now is only temporary. It's temporary right now. But when you get a firm understanding and you can listen to somebody that knows where they come from and they can tell you the truth about what's going on in these streets and how these white folks are, it could be a black judge that'll throw your ass away for the rest of your life.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But we want the parents in there too as well, because It got to be a problem in the homes if you allow your child to step outside with half his ass out walking in the community. And if I'm ordering a burger and I'm looking at the back of your ass, I feel disgusted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just on a major movement, and with the movie, the soundtrack, and the book, I mean, like I say, it was a struggle change, and now we're prospering, and it's a great thing.
Okay.
I know that.
Sounds good to me, and we're on board. You know, we definitely looking forward to watching and seeing everything develop. Definitely keep us abreast of each one of you guys and you having those events so that we can blog them and we can blast them and get the, you know, the readers and the community that's in those areas out
to those events. And we definitely thank you for calling in and showing your support. And, you know, we support you. You got something you want to blast, you want to talk about, you know, hit us up, let us know. Leisha does promotions for different things. So, you know, we have some wonderful, wonderful things that we can help you with. So hit us anytime.
Most definitely. No problem.
Well stated, Pat.
Yeah, that's where I represent Gargantuan. We're going to be big.
Yes, I'll carry the coats. Man. Anybody need me to carry the hats and coats, y'all just let me know.
Oh, man, stop it.
For real.
Stop that.
You, Marcus, you know how we do, Marcus.
Nay, nay.
Don't switch your best. Yes, but calling in, caller. Thanks for the love. Hit us anytime. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right,
yes,
thanks.
Please continue to listen.
Yes.
Already.
That's popping.
Okay.
Give them opportunity.
We got 570-540. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew, Marcus and David, the brothers. Come up with who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Keisha. Hi, Aaron.
What
hey.
Up, Keisha? How you doing?
I'm just listening. That's what's up.
That's what's up. We appreciate
you.
The continued support.
It's a good conversation. I'm cooking out listening.
Let me ask you something right quick, Keisha, before you leave the clubhouse. She's definitely one of my loyal listeners. They're talking about the come up. They're talking about the different things in our community. They have a movie, a book, a soundtrack, all centered around, you know, helping bring the youth to a higher consciousness. They use the Willie Lynch letter and that conditioning state of mind. You have teenage boys. Talk to us a little bit about how you feel about a movie that brings that awareness.
Oh, that's great because I do have teenage boys, and I can remember my oldest son coming home in February like, Ma, I don't like talking about slaves. I was like, why? Because in school, you know, you go to all-white school, they make me feel bad about my people. He's like, when I get up and say something, because he knows his history, he feels like he's by himself. So, you know, I had told him to talk about the Willie Lynch child. Letter at school. He went to school. He did that. You know, they pulled him out like, no, we don't want to hear that. But by him talking about his other little white friends, they wanted to hear about it.
Hmm.
So they didn't know
about
it.
That's
you know
real.
What I'm saying? So you got it's hard because in today's society, our Willie Lynch is something different. We got the gangs. We got everybody else that get inside your kids' head. I don't care how wonderful your household is. If you got the misconception, if you got two parents, or you're a single mother, a single father, you got to realize you have to parent your children friends. You can't be selfish.
That's real.
You lose your child to their friends no matter what. That's their world. And sometimes us parents, we forget school life, and when they outside with their friends, that's their world. That's their peers. That's their community. We can tell them anything we want to. They outside with their friends. Their friends is talking about sex or talking about let's go hit the new boy. Let's go hit this person up. Sell work for the drugs with the new Jordan. They'll understand that Jordan makes them tickets for $20 and sell it to you for $150. And that Jordan boy, you got to let your kids know that when they go spend their money, know how to spend their money.
Yo, for real. Oh, who is that?
Yeah, I'm here.
You here?
It sounds like somebody's on the beach.
I want to be there, too.
I know. I want to be on the beach. They got music playing. They got the soundtrack to the beach.
For real. Yo, but you're right, Keisha. Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan, not just Brad, too. Michael Jordan just invested in a whole bunch of private prisons, too, yo.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
For real. I really be telling people to not to buy them sneakers no more. Because this dude done spent out. First, you already got people killing people in the hoods about them sneakers, and now you done joined Bob Barker on the other side of the coin, like serving them, you know, bad lunch in jail. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
He's here in this community, and it's sad, man, because, you know, as many people as fans and followers of this man from his talent, you know, just to see him make the moves he done made, man, it just – is real suckerish. You know what I
mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he done did some, you know, they got a big thing about him down here not being a big supporter of a lot of things. You know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm. You know,
there's so many ways we can go with that. You know, even with taking the black man's name for a basketball team, a national basketball team that made history, and returning it back to something that a white man came up with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They want the hunters back. You pay for that. Why would you get rid of a black man's name that made a mark in history forever?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I've thought about that a lot.
Because you got to change history. The white man is excellent at rewriting history. You best believe that. This is all by design.
That's crazy.
But you know. They good authors.
I was going to say that, you know, a lot of times we as African Americans, we don't understand some of the things that we do to harm ourselves. You know, everybody say that, you know, there's no slavery. There is slavery. You are a slave if you become the property of the United States government, meaning if you go to jail, you are their property. They can do as they please, but I don't think that, you know, we really understand or pay attention to a lot of the things that we do that's damaging to ourselves. Back in the day, they had propaganda. It was out there. It was damaging to us. But now we're using it to damage ourselves. You know, and so in the end, sometimes we have to think about it because we won't have anybody else to blame but ourselves when things happen because we didn't pay attention to what we were doing, you know, as people. That's all I'm going to say.
And that's real.
And I think that some points in that, and that you're only held responsible for what you know. That when Dave and Marcus are bringing up the Willie Lynch letters, and what they're trying to show you is that the evidence of what's happened today, even with the things that we are doing to ourselves, was a plan that was set in motion for it to be that way. And it's not, you're not just property of America if you become a prisoner. You're property of America if you live in America. There's no property change hands. Even, you know, the amendments in the Constitution is something that they vote on. As a matter of fact, they voted on it again in Clinton's time, and he had to pass it again. So even our freedom that we think we have gets voted on every so many years, which means they can do another amendment, the same way they did the state's law doctrine when they told each state that they can interpret the Constitution how they want to and deal with the Negroes in accord to the way they felt like it. That has not changed.
Three-fourths of a human being.
Yes, right. and that stuff is put into place that it's in the very DNA. You know what I'm saying? It's in the makeup of the black man and woman, and we have to now go back to the communities and teach them. You're only responsible for what you know. They don't know. They don't have any idea. So educating them through what they love, which is media, which is movies, which is music, which is these books, that's how we're going to be able to bring the truth back to the youth. Marcus,
that's
or
right,
Dave,
exactly.
Weigh in on
right.
that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, I try to be smart once a week. They pay me to be smart, like, once a week.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
No, that's
what you said, some key stuff when you said about the property of a person being in prison, because you know what they say when you're in prison?
Mm-hmm.
At 4 o'clock, all over the United States of America, at 4 o'clock in a federal prison system.
Stand up.
I don't care where you at. This is what you have to know. Even if you've never been to prison, just know that your loved one is standing up on both of his feet at 4 o'clock. To be counted. Every federal prison in the United States at 4 o'clock, they are on their feet, standing up, being counted.
That's every day.
And they don't call. And when they ask them what their name is, they don't even ask them their name. They have to answer with a number. My name is 118-23058. That's his name.
I'm 0835-4012.
Yes.
That's his name. So, you know, that's all in what we were trying to do, you know, is, you know, just being able to put that Willie Lynch letter with it, showing that how relevant it is today, because, you know, a lot of these kids, they really don't get it unless you get to them as raw as possible. You know, just like they say, man, you know, we can't talk to them preaching to them, you know. Hey, young blood, let me holler at you. Let me talk to you. They'd be like, yeah, okay. Well, man, who is you? You know, who are you?
Right.
But then when you talk to them dudes, when we go to the schools and talk to them, and they say, man, this dude here was one of the biggest robbers that ever come out of this town. This was a murderer. This was. Now they got their ears up. Now they like, okay, well, I'm going to check this dude out. They go home, ask about it, and come back. Now you got their full attention because what they respond to is violence. But if they can check that and check on that and say, oh, this dude was like this, now they see all these positive moves, that's how we getting them. Well, we winging them in like, okay, damn, this dude, you know, my daddy talked about this dude, or my mom talked about this dude. You know what I mean? These dudes was hustling, these dudes was millionaire, these dudes were getting it. But now they doing it this way, and I see they still prospering. They ain't out here doing none of the stuff that they say that, you know, what they used to do.
Right.
And now I can kind of like listen now. And that's when we dig in on their butt, we get in on their ass, then let them know, okay, this was happening. Yo, man, you know, at the end of the night, you know, we might get some of them come up to us, man. I want to learn how to write. They don't want to let nobody else see them come over there and tell us that.
Right.
You ain't got to be ashamed, young brother. You ain't got to be ashamed to be no writer. That writing going to probably put you in that 10,000 square foot house you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know? Yes. And all that, you know, and
definitely.
That's what we're trying to do. That's our aim, our mission, our goal is to get at the youth, man, and try to do something for them. You know, with our story. You know, we got all different genres. We got 30 scripts. We got all different genres, but it started from this pet project we had. So that was the main focus. We wanted to get at the youth to try to get them right. So, you know, they can see, because that's a big dilemma in America right now with our people. You know, we hug that block. We love that block. And we're trying to get them off that block. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Sorry, Aaron, right quick. You talked about the, you know, that them being able to listen to the negative, which draws them in, which, you know, psychology and people who study the mind, neurology, will tell you that the brain operates off a negative vibration. It's that negative vibration that stimulates the mind. So a lot of times what you are drawn to is the negative or the things that you should not have. Because even if someone tells you a stove is hot, they can tell you 500 times, but not until you touch it do you actually get the reality of such. So even with, you know, like you say, telling them about the time that you did, tapping into that negative vibration, you know, talking about the things that you used to do, it taps into that negative vibration. And once you have their attention, you're able to redirect that energy, releasing a different type of chemical in them so that you can, you know, reawaken the spirit of the gods, if you ask me. Go ahead,
that's
Aaron.
Right. That's real.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that you know, you guys are taking that approach, man, because I be seeing a lot. I always talk about this, too. Like, I really see that a lot of times in the urban community, authors be trying to perpetuate the street image and the street, like, code or statistics or whatever in their persona to try to pass off their work as being authentic. And I don't really feel like the two go together. Like, I feel like it's different if you about to go speak to some kids or something at a school or something. You like, yo, you know, I came from here. Because it's still going to be articulated correctly. But when you just on social media or you using these forms to try to pretend like, or not even if you're not pretending, just to be pushing criminal element in the same sense as literature don't even make no sense to me at all.
Yeah, because it's poison.
Exactly.
Poison.
Like, it don't even make no sense to me to be pushing that in the same. They're not the same. Education and going out and doing something that's detrimental to yourself is two totally different things altogether. And, I'm glad y'all brothers is coming at it from a different angle and telling the people, like, you know, I used to be. Because that's another thing. A lot of people be hating to say what they used to be. They be still holding on to it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not doing that no more, if you're writing books today, don't talk to me today like you are the person that you were 10, 5, 20 years ago.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't do that because you're not doing that day for day no more.
Right.
Right.
Definitely. Aaron, Tony has a question. Go ahead, Miss Tony.
Okay, thanks, Nene. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks again for joining us tonight. My name is Tony and Mr. Marcus. I'm so happy to have you here. But David had mentioned earlier that you were going to be going on tour speaking to the youth, and I believe Marcus said you guys felt like you were motivated for those that are behind the wall. I just want to say that it's not just youth that need to be hearing what you guys are doing and motivated. It's actually everybody across the board, because sometimes, like Lisha said about slavery is a mindset. But sometimes you need someone to just break you out of that mindset, whether you're old or young. You know,
uh-huh.
And I think what you guys are doing is absolutely fantastic, and that's just, you know, what I'm gathering from listening to you gentlemen.
Oh yeah, that's real. We appreciate that. That's a good feedback.
Thank
you. Like, you know, even if you know, at the beginning of our conversation when we spoke about, like, when I got out of prison, I got out before David did. But I told David, you know, it's a lot of people that be in there saying they're gonna get out, they're gonna stay in touch. You know, it's just a lot because we formed a committee. We actually birthed Gargantuan at Virginia and Petersburg, Virginia, but then we ended up in the same spot at Lexington, Kentucky. And it was confirmation from God for us to say, out of all the prisons that they could have sent David to outside of me leaving first going to Kentucky, they sent David to the same place I was at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, when we got each other, when I seen him, I said, man, that ain't nothing but God, man. He put mm-hmm. you here so we can finish up what we were trying to do in Petersburg, because it wasn't number Satan that took us away, you know, took us away from each other so we can stop doing what we was trying to do because it was for a righteous movement. But
right.
In the process of that, everybody watched us. You know, you got guys looking, the whole prison looking, because we wasn't, you know, we were some popular guys in there. You know, I'm the best sports guy in there. David, I tell you, he'll confirm it right now. I'm the only one that threw a football 100 yards.
But it's funny, Marcus, that you should say that. Because,
but yeah,
actually, go ahead. I was going to say, it's funny that you should say that because, you know, out of the crew, I'm usually the one taking notes. And about 3 pages ago, I wrote down, everything happens for a reason, and at the time it's supposed to happen. And for you to just say what you said is just total confirmation.
Yeah, that's what it is. It ain't
mm-hmm.
nothing other than that, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just when we got out, everybody was saying, okay, now we're going to see. Because these dudes, they watched us form every day at 6:30, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We went in the same place Ray Charles was at. They had a movie theater built in this place in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. And Ray Charles did time on the same yard.
Mm.
And they got a real live movie theater. We used to meet up in this theater every day from 6 o'clock. To like 8 o'clock, and we all got together and we came up. We just putting out scripts back to back. We're going over characters. We're going over, you know, just to bring it up. You know, cutting out pictures of the superstars. You know, the A-list stars, and saying who we want to play this role. And you know, this is the ideal person we got in mind. So we got the attention of the whole prison behind us, and they seen that we were serious. But then all of a sudden, now them years done floated by, and Marcus get out first.
Mm-hmm.
When I get out, the first thing they tell David, they sitting back waiting. Okay, I'm going to see if he's going to, you know, they call me Showboat. That's my nickname. He's like, we're going to see if Marcus going, you know, Showboat going to keep it real when he get out. We're going to see if he stay in contact with David. But I told David, I say, man, I'm a real dude. He had to know this from meeting me in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of dudes get out and sell false hope. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of people get out and sell false. So they say they're going to get back at you. You don't hear nothing from them no more, never in life.
Mm-hmm.
I got out and made sure. I said, I'm going to get the baddest pitchers in the world to send back in that prison. Cause I know they waiting on these. I got out, took plenty of pitchers and, you know, just other city, the girls, and I sent them back to David. I say, David, when you get this package, the whole prison gonna be sitting there watching. And when he opened up that package, he say everybody in there was like, I knew that joke was going to get back at David. He kept it real.
You know, Marcus, what I saw was when we left that prison, before we left, we gave everybody in there hope, believe it or not. I remember everybody would see us coming through the yard or down the hallways. We had this little thing we used to do. We used to throw our hand up and answer in the light. And in the light just meant, like, we going to the top. And everybody, when they saw us, they would do it. The whole
They'd
prison.
Do it all the time. And, Pitt, that's what I was getting at when she gave us her feedback. That's what I was saying about not only motivating the youth, that, like, you know, the letters we was getting from prison. You know, guys like, man, like the guy Spencer, he's from West Virginia. He had 30 years, and he say, I sit back and watch. After David got out, and, you know, he seen other pictures. I had sent him some pictures, sent him some money back in there. He was like, out of all the people that got out, man, he said, man, I got to take my hat off of y'all, man. He said, man, I just got to sit here and look at y'all pictures, man. He said, I got 30 years, but I know when I seen y'all on these pictures, I know I'm going to get out of here one day. You know what I mean? He said,
yes.
I know I'm going to get out of here, and I know I'm going to do what I want to do. Because he said, I seen what y'all did in here, and I know what y'all doing out there, man. He said, your biggest thing, man, is don't never come back in here. Because, you know, just as well as you got everybody room for y'all, you got a bunch of them waiting on y'all to come back in here.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that meant so much to us. I told Pitt, I said, man, Spence got at me. And wrote me a letter. He said, man, he had tears in his eyes. He said, man, I'm so damn happy for y'all, man. He said, I got 30 years, bro. He said, but I know I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to keep fighting this case, and I'm going to get out of here. I got to get out of here with Gargantuan. He said, y'all making moves, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was one of the realest letters that I got.
Wow.
It was one of the realest ones that we got. And, you know, that made it even more like I'm looking at Pitt while we rolling through money. We going through money like it's like water from a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
We not knowing how much this investment going to cost us. You know what I mean? We didn't know how much the investment, you know, you start talking about making a movie. Oh, it ain't cheap. It ain't cheap at all. And so we went through that until we got all the way on our ass to say, you know what? It was worth it.
Yeah.
Now it's time to grind. We're going to grind it out. We ain't worried about that chain. We done went through Maserati. We done went through everything. $150,000. We had to go through when Pat had to support us. The brother that called in, that man way out here in Houston, Texas, in Baton Rouge, working cranes. He got to support us with his bread, flying us to L.A., everywhere. That's how we got out there to see Queen Latifah.
Wow.
But that's how God works. You know what I mean? If we wouldn't have went out there to L.A., we wouldn't have never got to get in touch with G Street.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
right. He took us to go to L.A. To hook up with James Lindsay, who is the CEO of Dream Chasers, who got Meek Mills now. He said he knew G Street, and he said, y'all get to Atlanta that Monday, and I'm going to make sure we try to put y'all in front of each other so we can, you know, let these guys know about y'all's talent. And that's how we on the phone right now.
Yes.
To meet you, my brother, you know, Miss Tony, you know, Miss Tori. That's how we able to meet y'all. It's crazy because that's how God works.
Yes.
And that's what we
that's
see.
Right.
You know, if somebody stay focused on their craft, stay focused on your hustle, stay on your feet, man, anything's going to happen.
It gets so bad. It has gotten so bad sometimes. And this is the strength of God and us just having faith. Where sometimes Marcus would call, there's been times Marcus would call me, he'll call me and just be like, he don't even say anything, he'll just say, boy. And I'd be like, I know, cuz. And I just say, I know, cuz. And we just sit on the phone, don't say nothing. And then before we get off the phone, like, man, I'm going to holler at you, man, let's get on this grind. And that's it, and that's the lowest we'll let ourselves get, but we keep it going. And that's what, when I talk to anybody, I'm real hard on people. Like my wife said, I'm real hard on people because I don't really like a lot of excuses for nothing. Because I know how hard it is for me. I was working airport, hotel, you know, 3-4 jobs at a one time, sleeping 1 hour a day, and get out here and go do it, and still go to Charlotte, you know, sneak down to Charlotte on probation. And then, you know, I know this gonna sound crazy or whatever, and I don't advise nobody to do this. When I was on probation, you know, we was filming in Charlotte. But I felt like, you know, I used to bring them keys in all the way to Virginia from Florida, and I was like, I took a chance on doing something wrong,
all them years I was out there in the streets, I said, you know what, if I got to sneak out of town to do something right, then that's what it just got to be. Because my show wouldn't let me go. He wouldn't let me go. And I said, I'm gone. I can't. I said, my man down there filming, I got to be there. And it's just like the heart, really, what you put into something is what you're going to get out of it. Period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
times
you put in that hard sweat and tears, entertainment one got in touch with us. You know what I mean? It was just that, it was like we spoke. It's just like in prison, we was in there, and we said, man, we're going to get a book deal. Man, you think about that. Man, y'all in here crying and poke mouth and talking about y'all going to write a book. Yeah, and when we said something about a book, they acting like it was like far-fetched. Like, yeah, what the hell? All right, we're going to get a deal. You know what I'm saying? And a deal happened. You know, and just you know, from there, when we get out, we're going to get a movie deal. Man, them dudes talking about a movie. Next thing you know, it's on the news that we got signed with for Entertainment One. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, and that's the motivation of it, because now people are seeing, like, man, they didn't know. Man, I didn't know. You know, I see now. If you ain't out here on these streets, man, doing what you do, the way you took this shit and the way David did what he did up there, man, I know it's a way. That's why I'm glad I was able to meet these other brothers. Like, listen, this cat's out here right now. Brother had took the record, you know, record label, one of the first major record labels here. Brother named AV, and they got another brother, real positive name, Oh So Necessary. And that's what they do. He don't do no, but give, you know, give hope to people. That's what they do. And they trying to, we linked up just to be able to say, you know, with these powerhouses, let's get together and let's make these people start opening up where they're supposed to. Because like your man was saying, he was saying that Atlanta had a big support system. It wasn't here like that.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like that in Virginia, unless you was Pharrell and them, you know, on that clique.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that we was doing here. We said, you know what, we could have easily tried the music thing, but we said, no, we're going to go about it this way. If we put all the writing, the books, the music, all that inside the movies, now we done hit everything at once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're picking for that movie, guess what you're gonna do, man? Mm-hmm. I want to read the book.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get that book if you like that movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we did what we did. For every book we wrote a screenplay to it. We ended up with 30 books and 30 screenplays, and ended up with our first project in the can.
Mm-hmm.
It took 6 years and 6.5 years to do, but we did it.
Yeah.
And
it was on time and in time. Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Can't beat that. Sure. So we got another caller waiting to talk to y'all. Y'all got these lines popping. Aaron, bring in that 617, because they want to hear these gentlemen voices. The men are taking over the clubhouse tonight. Just going to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Good evening. You're live with the Brighton Royalty crew, Marcus and David. What's good? Who will we speaking with?
Oh, this is Qadir Shakur, a.k.a. MC Spice.
All right. How you feeling, brother?
Welcome.
Oh, I'm good, man. I've been on the line waiting, man, and definitely enjoying the discussion.
Great.
I'm feeling the fact that everybody's aware of that whole Willie Lynch thing, and the fact that a lot of our children are suffering from that syndrome, and that's pretty good. All we gotta do now is educate them as well. But one of the sisters will speak about the fact that the negative is what affects. The negative is what teaches them. So the truth of the matter is, though there's a lot of things that we were discussing, the main thing that they have to know, which a lot of people probably won't agree, is, you know, if you teach them who the real enemy is, and if you teach them who the real devil is, they'll know who they are. Because right now, God and the devil is black to them.
Mm.
And that's the problem.
Mm.
That was powerful.
There was a time in our history when you could be a Black Panther, you could be Martin Luther King, you could be in the Nation of Islam, but every single one of them knew who the devil was walking among us. Every single one of them, no matter what their religious background was, they knew who the devil was.
Mm.
And they spoke out against them, and they fought against them, and we came, there's a whole lot of milestones because we knew who our enemy was. At this point in time, the only enemy to a young black male is an older black male and older black women. and young males and young black women. They never, no matter what conditions they're placed in, from here to Detroit to Chicago, no matter what conditions they're placed in, they are never understanding of the fact that the white man is the devil. So I'll say it if no one wants to say it, but if you tell me that, if you're telling me that's a godly person doing what's going on in Detroit, where babies need water, if you're telling me that's a godly person who's in cahoots with people like Michael Jordan's or whomever to come up with these new age prisons, and just because a Negro player in prison, he's okay to be in prison. So all that has to be put on the table, because they thinking gain a rep by going to prison. But see, the difference is real niggas went to prison with real crews. So when they go in there, thousands of them are already there. These guys got like 20, 30 of their friends on the block. One goes to prison. Nobody knows him. He ain't going to tell nobody he got raped when he comes home, because he ain't going to go in there and grow no nothing. So that's the truth is they got to know the truth about themselves, where they are, where they were, and where they're going. And, you know, another thing that was brought up is the fact that we're using this media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you brothers and sisters are using the media. The movie is being used. And, of course, you know what the Zulu Nation is doing. You know, but meanwhile, we have a world star hip-hop working with the government. Working with the government. With white men to perpetuate that same image of how we're supposed to. That when someone looks at a beautiful culture called hip-hop, the first thing comes to mind is world star hip-hop. Which prompted me to write a letter to the brother. He ain't answered yet. But the bottom line is, this is the deal. So the Willie Lynch thing still goes on. And then there was the NAACP talking about let's bury the N-word. That's cool. But we got to bury the nigger mentality, not the N-word.
That's right.
Because the truth of America is ain't nothing wrong with blacks and whites. It's the niggers and the crackers. So I hate to come in running full speed, man, but y'all got me amped up.
Hey, we happy that you're able to come in here and feel comfortable enough in the clubhouse to take off your shoes and hang your hat and, you know, say the things that need to be said. I think Bernie Mac said it best. I say the things y'all afraid to say. So we're so happy that you came in here and shared that wisdom with us. You know, our listeners need it. You know, we need it. And we definitely thank you for being open and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom with us this evening.
I appreciate that. Again, if those youth knew who their enemy was, it's totally different. For instance, a lot of black, white, Latino, whomever joined the military, they don't know who their enemy is, but once they find out who their enemy is, all of a sudden, all those knuckleheads who joined the military 18, 19-year-old become men and become adults and become patriotic all of a sudden. Why?
Mm-hmm.
That's because now you are educated on who your so-called enemy is, even though the real enemy is the one sending you there. But the truth of the matter is, if you can show them who their enemy is, they will know who their backup is. And the thing about these youth is, these people ain't scared to shoot, so they got the guns. They ain't scared to fight. Okay, cool. Scared to posse up. Now all you need to know is who your enemy is. But teach them before they're 21. Teach them before they're 17 so that they can learn how to go to the range just like little white kids, learn how to shoot, learn how to own your gun so that if that time comes, you protecting your block a whole different way. You're not protecting your block by, you know, I don't want you selling crack around here. I don't want you selling weed around here. That's stupid because everybody around there rents, so nobody don't own no blocks.
Number one and number two, yes. Yes, and that was powerful, and I agree with what he's saying. If you know who your enemy is, you can control the rest. This is Right and Royalty Radio. We are live in the clubhouse. We have the wonderful Marcus Massey. We have David Pitt. We have the Right and Royalty crew, Aaron Bebo, Alicia, and Miss Tony. We are in here discussing the come up. We thank you very, very much for sharing that. Please, please, please continue to follow the show. We're going to be having some later shows. If you can hit
either one of the hosts' inbox. You can hit my box, Nene Capri, or Alicia Sadler. I would like to have another type of conversation with you about something else that we might have going on. I would love to have you involved if you can see yourself in that. We have some wonderful shows coming up, but we thank you for calling and weighing in.
Yes, and make sure, if you think I'm lying, check out thewhitemanisthedevil.com. I own that.
I got you.
Hey, but meanwhile, I love being down with these brothers and being on their staff as far as the promotions and the marketing. We're about to do a lot of wonderful things, beautiful things together as a people. I'm glad that I met you guys over the phone because I already know that this family is just going to expand, and then we can take back the media in our way, the way we're used to doing it and the way we should do it. So, you know, I wish
yes,
all
indeed.
Of y'all peace, unity, love, and having fun.
Yes sir. You are so. Thank you.
Yes, and I agree. I'm definitely glad you called in. I actually friended you and your wife today on Facebook. I spoke
okay.
to y'all earlier, Aaron Bebo. So I'll definitely
okay.
be building with you at a later time, you know, on Facebook, even if we're not on air or whatever. And we'd like to have you on the show.
Yes, definitely.
At
That's
some point.
Not a problem at all. You got my number. Write it down right there from the screen. That number goes right directly to me. So you can hit me up anytime, and that's a definite bet.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
Mr.
All right.
Please
that's what's
write that down.
That's what's up.
Thank
all right.
you. Have a good evening.
All right. Cool.
All right,
thank
you.
Talking.
All right, brother.
That's powerful. And he and his wife have been sharing the links and discussing the show. That is just totally, totally awesome that they call in and show their support. They've been talking about it today to Alicia and I about, you know, what's going on. With this come up movement, they were supporting. So we definitely shout them out and shout out to all the callers, even those who did not press their ones. They've been engaged in the chat rooms. They're listening to these topics that we're talking about to come up. We got these wonderful brothers out of North Carolina, Charlotte, that is, and they're making moves, you know, from prison to power, as we always like to say. Coming back into the communities with literature, with art, with music, and trying to make a change, you know, one small city at a time. And we definitely thank them for that movement. Before we leave the clubhouse, we would like to have Marcus and David just bring us up to speed on what you have next coming out of your camp or where they can see you when that movie will drop for everybody to view.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I talk about the next project we already started filming. It's called Keys Open Doors. We're shooting it down here in Virginia. We started filming in late September, October. We're gonna shoot three pilots for Netflix, and we got Pusha T, Freeway, and Av Lava from out of Philly. Used to be with the Re-Up Gang down. That's coming in, being in the project with us filming. And then we got what's the next book, show?
Next one we're gonna be Waking Up with Life.
Okay.
And that book is it's either between that one or Big Girl Don't Play. You know, it's another conscious awareness about, you know, trying to scare each other out of the gang, because you know that's the way we coming in. We coming in on some horror. That's the way we're coming in with this film. We're trying to scare them out of that life, let them know it's fictitious, fake. The music project is what it is, iTunes, the Come Up soundtrack, iTunes, Google Play, and all other networks you can get it from, the book, you know, G-Street Chronicles. You can get it e-book, Kindle, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, the Come Up. We're just trying to make it rock and roll.
Okay.
Rock and roll. You can also go to the website and check out everything we got. That's at gargantuanent.com. You can actually see the backstage footage of all the post-production we were doing with the film. You know, if people that's interested in the movement, they can check that out and get to know who Marcus is, David is. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
All right. And we're excited. We're excited about the journey. We're happy that we're on this journey with you. You know, if you ever need anything from Aaron or I, you know, definitely let us know. If you guys need, you know, promotions and things, please hit up Alicia Sadler. You know, she's one of the best in the game at getting stuff out there to different people. So definitely let us know if we can help you at all. Me and Aaron will be in the A real soon. Can't wait to see y'all at that G Street party. I hope Marcus brings his big wallet because I'm supposed to thank a couple of people on that there pool table. So definitely bring.
When is the party? When is the party?
He hasn't announced it yet, but it's, he's still getting everything together. But it should be between the first and second weeks of August, or at least before August is out. They're trying to make it official because, you know, G ain't going to half step. So he's trying to get everything straight. But, you know, once he does, he's going to be calling all hands on deck. We'll be up in there.
Biggest event
of
the year.
We do.
We will be there.
For real.
I forgot to tell you, you know, I'm the son of a pool shop. So,
Lord.
I'm betting too now, Nene. That's free money.
He must
be free money. Nobody would ever announce anything like that.
You see that? That's my wonder twin. That's my wonder twin.
Hey, Nene, I got the loser.
You got the loser?
I don't want the winner. I want the loser. I want the pool shark.
Y'all haven't heard the story about Marcus Master with the pool table, have y'all?
No, I haven't heard.
Hey, we're going to read it. We're going to read it that night.
One time on the break, he knocked every ball in order, y'all, on the break. I'm talking about in order.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, in order.
I'm going to tell you something. That must have too bad that was before the days of phone video, because somebody would have posted that. But since we didn't see it, he's going to have to do that night or we ain't going to believe him.
Y'all got to hear these true Hollywood stories of Marcus Massey. He was quarterback and threw himself a touchdown pass, y'all.
Who does that? He's going to throw the ball and go get it?
Hey, I ain't seen that yet, Dave.
No forward lateral call or nothing. Just straight to the goal line. Out of here.
Make
sure you let him know at the end, Dave. I won the championship. I beat Dave.
He won the championship. He threw the ball straight up in there and just started running.
That's a good thing. That's a blessing. And it's a blessing to see that, you know, through it all, it didn't break your spirit. You know, and it didn't break your soul. You know, I'm a daughter of a man who did over 21 years in prison, and I know what prison does to a man. I was blessed. My dad came out, you know, with all his faculties ready to run. He's one of my number one street team. Love him to death. But, you know, I seen the dust to a man. You know what I'm saying? And it's good to see that they did not break you. You know, they did not break you.
No, they can't break them gargantuans.
That's right.
They
and I'm happy.
They don't make us.
Yeah, we can't do nothing but make. Hey, they ain't do nothing when we get to sit down and think. That's the worst thing they did with a black man. Let us think.
All day.
We got just enough time to leave him off with that last track.
Yes, Aaron, drop
that. Trouble in my city.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone. Ain't never trouble in my city. No police shooting the kids. When the
to put chips in our body, call it martial law.
New world order.
Government is shutting down, man, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Lord, save my soul if you hear me. The devil trying to steal my soul, but he don't fear me. Take a shot of that gin, now I'm a loose
nigga.
Gotta take care of my kids, just had a new baby. Ain't that one of y'all niggas gonna stop me. I never signed my soul to Illuminati. I try to get a job and do it right, that shit ain't work. So I hit my nigga Kurt and told him bring the work. Trouble in my city, here I come.
Bitch, I'm running.
The sound off of that 50 round drum.
Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. You better get prepared when the lights go out. These young niggas toting they coming, they gon' come in your house. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. The police shooting the kids when the lights go out. These crackers, they giving a fuck how they taking us out.
They say that trouble here to find you. Trouble here to find you. Yeah. They say it's trouble right behind you. Trouble right behind, trouble right behind. Well, fuck that, dawg, cause I'm gon' get it, nigga, till the lights go out. Police pointing their guns, surrounding my house. But fuck it, I'ma barricade myself in. Them bitches gon' have to bust a bean, yeah. They put me on the news, they try to discredit me. I broke these niggas' hustles, niggas shouldn't have betted me. I'm headed to the top and I won't stop.
No.
Before I sell my soul to the game, my brother stop.
Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Man, you better get prepared when the lights go out. These young niggas toting their drum and they gon' come in your house. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. Ain't nothing but trouble in my city. The police shooting the kids when the lights go out. Crackers, they giving a fuck how they taking us out.